This is where we explore the seasons of struggle, silence, and waiting, and how God meets us there. Today's episode is about those times when God feels distant. David said in Psalm 13, verses 1 to 2, "How long, Lord, will you forget me forever? How long will you hide your face from me?" Do you feel like that? David is crying out. He's raw. He's honest. You're like, "God, where are you? Did you forget me? How long will you hide your face from me? All these things are going on around me, all these troubles. Where are you? I'm seeking you. I'm asking for you. Please, Lord." But you see, maybe you've prayed and prayed and felt nothing. You're not alone. There are many people who have been there and have had times where the God was silent. But you see, God is never really silent. You have to see where he's speaking to you. It's not always audible. Sometimes he's speaking to you through other avenues. So let me tell you a personal story of a time of a dry season in my life. Things were thriving in our lives and we were doing well. And I just bought a house. And a year later, I got laid off from my job. That was like, oh, it was a very hard time. And I was like, "Oh God, what happened? Why?" I was here 10 years and man, I was doing so well. And what happened, involved in ministry. And it's like, "Oh my goodness, Lord, what happened?" I was so confused, like, why? I mean, the manager was a Christian and I was like, wow. I had a hard time. I mean, my wife and she had a very hard time. And I mean, this is back in 2018, but I remember those feelings of confusion and isolation, like, oh my goodness, and having to go through that job search again and even being prayed at church. And it's just like, oh my goodness, and questioning God, like, man, I poured so much into this in this time. And what happened? Why did I lose this job? And sometimes you have to sit down and just listen and hear what God's telling you. There are some truths I want to bring. So number one, God's silence is not absence. He is there. He's with you. He said in Hebrews 13:5, "I will never leave you nor forsake you." We have to listen. He speaks audibly. Listen and hear his voice. But at times he is speaking through his word. And he's speaking through times of worship, through his Holy Spirit. He's going to give you sensitivity to what his Holy Spirit is doing. Yes, there are times where it's silence, but it's not absence. Delayed is not always denied. Let me say that again. Delay is not always denied. Number two, the wilderness is often preparation. And this one I've gone through quite a bit. There have been times when I've been in the wilderness and just wondering what's going on, and things are changing. And, you know, I'm going through that now in the church that I go to. And, you know, there's a lot of uncertainty in certain things, and God is moving things around. But God is preparing our church for what he has for us next. Something is going to happen. And he's putting people in place to fulfill his will. You see, Jesus, Moses, and David all had wilderness seasons before stepping in their calling. Wait and see that the Lord, see his plans are good for you. See, that brings me to number three. Through all this time of silence and being in the wilderness, like Jesus and Moses and David, the word becomes your lifeline. Jesus was tempted physically, no food, no water for 40 days. The enemy tempted him, most extreme temptation. And the movies we see don't really depict one bit of what he really went through. But he said something very unique. When Satan said to him, command that this rock, this stone, be made bread. And what did Jesus say? He said, get thee behind me, Satan. For man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. The word becomes your lifeline. This physical body, we need food. We need water to survive. The word of God is our lifeline. Without it, we're spiritually dead. Psalm 63:1. Oh God, you are my God. Earnestly I seek you. So with that, I want to come to this time of encouragement and prayer. I know that many of you have gone through seasons in your life, dry seasons, temptation. You know, you've gone through circumstances and family issues, work issues, church issues. You're not alone. Many of us have been there. I've been there. I know many people who are there now who have been there before. But if you're in a silent season, it is not the end of the story. It's not the end of the story. Keep pressing on. Keep seeking him. Keep praying. As Matthew West said, don't stop praying. Keep calling on the name of Jesus. Sit down with God's word. Make a daily habit of doing devotion, opening the word, asking the Holy Spirit, please help me today, Holy Spirit. Give me something that I need. Give me my daily bread. Even when you don't feel anything, you just read. It's getting in. A little tip for you is when you read, read the word out loud, because here's what happens. You are seeing the word, you're reading the word, and you're hearing the word. So you're getting the word three times. Sight, sound, and you're speaking. There's power in words. And I think God's word is powerful. Don't you agree? Okay, so let's pray. God, I thank you so much, God, for all that you have been doing, God. And through those seasons of dryness in our life and those wilderness times, those times of confusion, those times when we don't know what to do, help us to seek you, to read your word, to pray, to keep asking, to keep knocking, to keep seeking, so we can get into that place of intimacy with you. So we know there's times when you're not speaking audibly, but you're always saying something to us. And let us know, let our listeners know that there are times and dry places, but there is hope. There is hope. God, we thank you. We thank you, God. We bless you. We love you, and we pray in the name of Jesus. I want to thank you so much for listening today. And next week, our next episode, we are going to talk about the purpose of delay. Remember, delayed does not mean denied. So we're going to dig into that a little bit further. So I'd like for you, if you could, please subscribe to our podcast. Leave a review. I know this is the first initial pilot podcast, but the best is yet to come. Share this with someone who's going through a hard time. I believe there are some truths here that will benefit them. And I'm just so thankful for you. Thank you so much for listening. God bless you. And I pray in the name of Jesus that as you walk through the fire, that you would walk with Jesus. Amen. Love you guys. God.